Yeah, more cash coming up in 35 minutes today. Dog, that'd be me. Joe is back. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you.
He's still under the weather. Today is day 29 of no drinking.
Oh, wow. Right on, dude.
I am on the eve of 30 days sobriety. And again, it's not sobriety. What I wanted to do is detox.
Kind of is. You've been sober for 29 days. You don't do anything else.
Yeah, but my goal was to go through detox and then start drinking again. I don't think that's the way people that want sobriety think about it. They like to see how long they can go without drinking. Me, I just set a goal knowing that after I hit that, I would drink again.
Oh, that's the kind of things me and you do.
Yeah. Oh, now lumping me in with you. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So today is day 29. I got to ask Joe this. Tomorrow, even though you're under the weather, will we celebrate the weekend that was on the after show with a drink, or do you not feel it?
Oh, I definitely won't feel it, but I'll drink with you tomorrow.
Spoken like a soldier.
Yeah, I will not want to have a beer, but yes.
But I will.
Yeah, because that's a big feat, dude. I'm proud of you. 30 days, I mean, good.
Yeah, I'm so proud that you did this for 30 days, man. I can't wait to celebrate with a drink.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll make me feel better if I mix. What happens when you mix alcohol with cold medicine?
Hey, here's the thing, though. You're on that Z-Pack.
Oh, I'm on antibiotics.
You know, I mean, you're not going to take an antibiotic and then dilute it. Don't do that. I mean, if you want a drink, okay, I'm not going to twist your arm.
I only have one more day of it tomorrow. It's a three-day thing, so I did antibiotic yesterday, antibiotic today, and then I got, like, I think I take one more tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then go 3-2-1 or something?
Yeah, something like that. So are you going to do it or not? I would say leave the potency inside the antibiotic to get rid of the cough, because I still have this cough, and if you don't take the antibiotic like I didn't, it lingers. So
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I just won't take it tomorrow. And then I'll drink with you, and then I'll take the last antibiotic pill on Saturday.
Yeah, but then you're going to mess up the pattern of antibiotic.
You're just Is that a thing?
Yeah, you got to stay on schedule. You don't want to throw it away. I mean, you want to drink or whatever. That's you. You're a grown boy.
I mean, I don't really want to drink. I just want to. I'm here for the team. I'm proud of you. You know, 30 days is 30 days. Somebody's got to sit down and have a drink with you, and we know Dana will.
Yeah?
She'll have a drink in there with us.
Dana never drinks. She's not going to drink tomorrow. She's in there shaking her head no. Oh, you know what?
Not even after 30 days, Dana? That's a celebratory sip.
Yeah. Dana, we learned yesterday when we went to the Front Street Animal Shelter. She got out of her car. She opened the door, and I looked behind her back seat. She had wood behind her back seat and an empty wine bottle.
Oh, she was
that
woodworking
is wood.
Hammered.
That's wood and a vase.
Oh,
she calls an empty wine bottle a vase. I'd like to see what Sac County Sheriff calls it.
I like that.
It's a vase.
Yes.
I'm going to visit my sick relatives in the hospital with my vase. I just need the flowers.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what's that empty 12-pack of beer bottles doing in your passenger seat? Well, I'm going to buy a dozen roses. Those are vases.
Those are
bosses. I'd never seen such a thing. I said, Dana. Dana, good grief. What is wrong with you? You've got an empty wine bottle and a bunch of chunks of wood behind your seat. What's happened to you?
I think nothing. That's excellent.
Okay, so the real reason that both of those are there is, yes, I did get hammered on Saturday.
Good girl, Dana.
At my friend's house around the corner, and I put the wine bottle in my car and walked home. But so I could take it home eventually and make
it into
a vase.
Are you telling the truth? You put the wine bottle in your car and you walked home.
Yes.
I actually believe
I'm literally around the corner. There's no reason for me not to walk home.
No, but why'd you put the wine bottle in your car? Why didn't you put it in the trash?
I didn't have to carry it. I had a 2-year-old with me.
She wanted to keep it.
So these friends that you get hammered with, as you say, they don't have trash cans?
I wanted the bottle. So one, I could remember what this wine was. And two, it's a pretty bottle. And I actually am going to put flowers in it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And I had the wood in my car because I had said friend also chop up wood for me so I can paint it.
Okay.
Well,
fair enough. You know, she's opening up the car door. I'm like, God damn, are you a lumberjack now? You have wine bottles and wood chunks in the backseat of your car?
Lumberjacks don't drink wine.
I know. Well, female lumberjack.
He had that bottle of Jack back there. So.
Yeah, empty beer cans. So tomorrow I am going to have some spirits. So I'm going to have a drink. We'll celebrate the week. But then I get this news. After I've worked so hard on my thirst strike, I see this. It comes in from the American Cancer Society. They're asking, they're pleading with Americans to drink less. This comes down yesterday, or on Tuesday rather, and they said even as little as a glass of wine or a beer a day can cause, dun-dun-dun, cancer.
Really?
Two types of cancer. I can't find the other type that they're talking about, but the one or two that they mention are breast cancer and post-pregnancy, post
Postpartum.
Yeah, breast cancers. So it looks like it focuses more around women than it does the guys. But I look at this, and they're talking about cancer on my 30-day, you know, celebratory when I can drink. You know what I say to this? No, it don't. You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? Burping and cross-eyed, I'm going to stare cancer in the face, and I'm going to tell cancer, screw you, because I'm having a wet one.
Wow. I'm having a drink. Right back to it.
Yeah.
So that's cancer, I would fear you.
Yeah.
You know what? It's been 30 days, and I didn't have a hankering, but boy, starting Monday, I was like, you know what? I've earned this. Yesterday, I was like, or Tuesday, I was like, yeah, I've really worked hard at this. Yesterday, I thought, should I have a little wine tonight with dinner?
Sure. Should I cheat on day 27?
No. And then my wife yesterday, she said, hey, what about Thursday? What about tomorrow? Do you want it? Do you want to go to, you know, do this wine pickup and pick up this wine and have some? I said, no.
I love that she peer pressures you.
She's
in the same
succubus.
Fashion. Yeah, I love that.
She really is. And I told her,
succubus.
I'm going to stay to my 30-day goal, and you know what? I might even go through the weekend.
What?
If
well, you are a wild tiger.
If you don't drink tomorrow, Joe, to screw up the antibiotics, I'm good not having the after-show drink.
Really?
What
would you like me to do? I mean, because I'll go either way on this.
Don't really mess up your antibiotics.
I don't really want to mess them up either, because I just went through hell, so I'd like to feel better.
Don't screw the antibiotic. Yeah. Plus, when you drink alcohol, it weakens the immunity, and it sucks the moisture out of you, and don't screw up the antibiotic. Because I'm telling you, this cough, I still have it. It will not go away.
He claims if I take these antibiotics, everyone, all my buddies that have had it, like I said, this flu was all around me, and everyone still has it, this cough, for like 2 weeks after. But I don't think any of you guys didn't take antibiotics.
Well, take it, crush it out, and then be done with it.
Well, I have not had the flu yet, so...
You gave it to all of us.
I did
not.
You
are the flu host of Sacramento.
I am not.
You must have an extreme immune system,
Dana. I have a pretty good immune system.
I mean, that is... I get things like corneal scratching and...
Yes.
Wedding ring rashes. I don't think that has anything to do with your immune system.
When it comes to the flu,
rectal abrasions.
I typically don't get it.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
Yeah. And Dana, that is a compliment.
What did you say that last thing was? That never happened.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
What?
Joe's going on and Joe's going on and on about Dana's immunity. Great immunities for a woman that chops lumber and swills wine.
Well, that might be why I'm immune to things.
Yeah,
I'm a strong woman, okay?
Yeah. Coming up 30 minutes away, we got more cash for you. Plus, you got to check out Thursday. We got Peter, beautiful little Aussie cat dog waiting for you. Free adoption. You can check that out, 937theriver.com. Here comes live.